It's by Josh Sperber, the voice of the Clearwater Gushers. We're here live at Baker Ballpark for the beautiful Tuesday evening here in Clearwater, Florida. It's 95 degrees Fahrenheit. Beautiful blue skies. Today's matchup is the Clearwater Threshers hosting the Tampa Tarpons. The Tarpons, the affiliate of the New York Yankees. The Tarpons 26-31. And they across the bay. They are also in Florida State League West Division. This is the second matchup between these two teams. They first met in Tampa at George Steinbrenner Field, in which Clearwater won the series winning 4 out of 6 games. So the Threshers, though, the Florida State League best 40-16 on top of the West Division for the first half of the season. And that means they have secured their playoff berth come fall. So the Threshers, in fact, are only one of 3 teams in all of minor league baseball with 40 wins. Both of the other teams are in Triple A. So they've also played more games than the Rangers, at least over the playoff berth. So with the Threshers 40-16, right, they've secured their playoff spot by securing a half of the year victory in their division. So, before we get started with the lineups, we have some important news to break in the Phillies organization. Lots of roster movement. 4 Threshers were moved up to the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. Starting off, we have Eric Lindo in the middle infield. He hit 278 in his sophomore year. He's heading up to the next is Gabriel Martinez Jr. He hit 5 home runs for the Threshers and stole 24 bags. That's still tied for 3rd on the season. Next, Jack Dallas is in the upper closer pitching 8 innings for Clearwater, allowing just 2 earned runs and having 7 saves. Next is Wesley Moore, who pitched 25 innings, also allowing just 2 earned runs. He was 4-0 this time here. So let's take a look at the lineups for today's matchup. Leading off for the Tampa Tarpons is Jared Serna, who has put up some incredible numbers all over this year in 2021, which is the 3rd in the West Division. 2nd is actually Justin Crawford up the
threshold.
Leading the league in home runs, he's
11 and 23, RM Ball.
He's also leading the league. Next for the Tarpons is Darryl Williams.
Is
the center fielder that's left, followed by Brennan Escobar,
the
second baseman. Next is Christopher Familia, the
right
field, followed by Matt Peter, who is a minor league rehabber. He's in the right field for the Tarpons. Next is Jesus Rodriguez at third base, followed by Omar Martinez, the catcher. Taylor Aguilar is the designated hitter, and finally, for the Tarpons, Michael Brown is the first baseman, Bowen
Herbert.
So the pitcher for today's game for the Tarpons is Kevin Murda, who is 1-2 on the season with a 4.30 ERA. Now, leading off for the Threshers, though, is Brian Rincon, who's riding a 4-game hit streak. Switch hitter is in his typical shortstop position, followed by Amarian Boyd, who is still first in the Florida State League in stolen bases, 33 on the year. Next is Otto Kemp at third base, followed by Jordan Disson, who is catching. Batting 5th is Jordan Byers, the lefty, who's the designated hitter. He's coming off of a very strong performance on Sunday, while the Threshers unfortunately lost. Byers was 2-for-4 with the run. Next is William Benagoya, second baseman, in addition to the one Threshers. Next is Felix Reyes, batting 7th at first base. Katie Ferguson, batting 8th. Ricardo Rosario is in left field for the one Threshers. The starting pitcher for Clearwater is number 40, the right hander, John Chapman. The team still hasn't had a decision on his own. So far this year. the major league, there is no major league games going on right now. There are plenty of games to come later in the week. Starting off, we have the Atlanta Braves taking on the Detroit Tigers in Detroit. It's the Blue Jays going against the Orioles, Rockies, Boston, Yankees. It's the best matchup of the two squads. Giants and Cardinals, Angels and Texas, Angels. Pirates are in Chicago, facing off against the Cubs. Reds are in Kansas City, taking the Bulls. The Nationals are in Houston, taking the Reds and Champions. Next, the Marlins are in Seattle. The Phillies are in Arizona, taking on the Diamondbacks. Yesterday, JT. Cycle after he was struggling these past 3 weeks. He was over 13 in his previous 4 games, and he came out in this cycle in the 9th inning with a double slugger rate for JT. Next, the Rays are in Oakland to face off against the Athletics. The Guardians are in San Diego. The White Sox are in LA taking on the Dodgers. So, along with the pressure is getting moved up to Jersey Shore, we do have some guys moving up from the Florida Complex, the team from UCLA is joining the Threshers. While they're not in the lineup, they are active today. That's the infielder, Matt Califano, out there. So, Josh, those guys are new moves for the Florida Threshers this year. What can the Threshers fans expect from these new additions to the roster?
I think it's just going to be more of the same. I mean, we've seen time and time again, and you'll see it in any minor league team, that it's going to be kind of a plug-and-play sort of thing. It's all about getting a bunch of different players these different opportunities. You obviously do have your starters, the guys that you're going to look to day in and day out, but, I mean, both Schreffler and Alifano played here last year, so these are not guys that are completely new to this that are getting called from the Florida Complex League and getting their first taste of full-season ball. These are guys who have played here before, and they've been with the guys on the team, but I mean, it's really just it really, I don't think it's going to make too much of a difference. The coaching staff here at Clear Corner is just so incredible, and it makes things a whole lot easier to get these new guys so consistently and work them right into the fold. I mean, you've already seen Felix Ray is a guy who can really, he's been hitting it really well. He was a huge piece when it came to clinching the title back on Saturday. He had a season high in hits and tied a season high in RBIs. I mean, it's really, no matter who gets into this lineup, it's going to be someone special. And another guy that you're going to want to look out for is William Bergoglio as well, who showed some really good flashes in Fort Myers last week. And this is going to be his first full week at home. And we've all seen what the Threshers are going to do here at Daycare Ballpark.
Threshers dominant here at home. William Bergoglio is actually one of the best prospects in the MLB pipeline in the free system. The Threshers did lose some of those top prospects, though. Nick McCullough is the 7th in the system. Was now Jersey Shore. So the umpires came out to complete. And it's Andy Garcia today behind him. Like I said, 14-16, not that it matters because the Threshers lose division title for the first half of the season, and but it's 14.5 games. Next best team in the Florida State League is Palm Beach, the Cardinals there, in a tight duel with the Jupiter Aliens to get that playoff spot. The Cardinals carry the second half of the next best team.
Got the Philly Fanatic coming later this week. It's just a good week for baseball out here.
It's always fun at Baker Ballpark.
Yeah, it's hard not to have fun when the team is 25-5 at home. I mean, there's no home record, road record, what have you. There is nothing that comes close to the amount of success that the Threshers have had here at Baker Ballpark. It's truly unprecedented, and a big part of the reason they've ran away in the first half here in Florida State League.
25-5.
And it should be interesting to see, because we've seen teams come to and from. Both times the Threshers have played a team for the second time. The only difference would be in St. Lucie. I think a lot of that was on the weather. But also,
ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your caps and join us as we honor America with the performance of our national anthem. Performing the anthem tonight is Shelby Starks.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the Rockies red flag on first seat, in their pain through the night. That our flag was still there, saved us that star-spangled banner yet waved o'er the land of the free and the home of the.
The first half champions are back at BayCare Ballpark, where the Threshers have earned 25 of their 40 wins in the first half of this season. Clearwater will make the playoffs for the first time since 2018 and look for their first championship since 2007. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, joined by Lance Williams, and the Threshers, first half champs, back for a homecoming before they depart for Dunedin and begin the second half of the season on Friday the 22nd of June. For right now, 9 games left in this first half of the season. The Threshers 40-16 against the 26-31 Tampa Tarpons. As Lance mentioned in the pregame show, it's the second time these two have battled in a series this season. Threshers took 4 out of 6 at Steinbrenner Field, including a 12-3 victory in the series finale to clinch that road series, which was the Threshers' first win in a 6-game set on the season. But minor league baseball does change plenty. Some familiar faces, a couple of new ones, since these last two teams have faced off. And for the Threshers, a couple of noticeable absences from the starting lineup. But they'll go up against the Tampa Tarpons with Jonathan Petit going on the mound, and he has had quite a run as of late. First pitch to Jared Cern is a fastball up and outside, and we are underway at 6:31 here in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. Not a cloud in the sky over BayCare Ballpark as Cerna pops the 1-0 pitch out into left field. Rosario camps underneath it, drifts to his left, and he makes the catch for the first out in the first inning. Cerna, leadoff man gone, so we'll take a look at the Tarpons lineup against the Clearwater Threshers here on this Tuesday evening. Cerna flied out to left field, and Jared Cerna, the shortstop. Dowry Arias currently up at the plate for the Tarpons with Brenny Escanillo on deck. Christopher Familia is the cleanup man. Bounced foul by Arias, and that's going to roll towards the Tarpons dugout, count 0-1. Matt Pita rehabbing from AAA Scranton. Last played for the Tarpons a couple years ago. He'll bat fifth. Jesus Rodriguez bats sixth. Breaking ball just missing low, and it's a 1-1 count to Arias. Omar Martinez, left-hand hitting catcher, batting seventh. Taylor Aguiar, the eighth hitter. And Bo Brewer is rounding out the order for the Tarpons. Another fastball in there for a called strike two on Arias. And now Petit, quickly the 1-2 count while Dowry Arias takes a quick timeout. 22-year-old Petit out of Naguanagua in Venezuela. 15 consecutive scoreless innings over his last three starts. This one is bounced over to third base, fielded by Kemp, charging throw over to first base to get the second out of the first inning. Brenny Escanillo will step up with two outs as we take a look at the Threshers' defense. Kemp at third base, Torres at first in that last play. So Felix and Otto on the corners. William Bergoglio starting at second base in his first home start of the season. Brian Rincon at short with Jordan Disson, the battery mate of Jonathan Petit. Petit deals to Escanillo. Fastball up and in. Count 1-0. Left to right in the outfield. Ricardo Rosario in left. Marion Boyd in center. And Cade Fergus out in right field. One ball, no strikes to Escanillo. Fastball on the outside corner by Petit makes the count even at 1-1. Eighth start of the year for Jonathan Petit. He needs to throw 3 1/3 innings today to reach 100 for his career. He's through 2/3 now in a 2-1 count to Brenny Escanillo as the breaking ball misses outside. He also needs 3 strikeouts to reach 100 over his career as he stands with 97 strikeouts in 96 2/3 innings. This one is popped up to center field. Marion Boyd underneath it, a step forward and a two-handed grab. For a 1-2-3 first inning. So cheers abound for the first half champs. They'll come to bat here at BayCare Ballpark after a 1-2-3 first inning against the Tampa Tarpons. Threshers coming up to bat next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Thank you.
They lock the bottom of the first for the pressure of the shortstop. Number five, Brian Lee Cohen.
Bottom of the first inning, Aiden Murda, the high fastball, missing to Brian Rincon to lead off the bottom of the first inning. Rincon has really evolved into a leadoff hitter after beginning the season, usually hitting in the sixth spot, but he's been moved around the Threshers lineup to all season long, a key piece of this first half title team. Two straight fastballs, two straight balls from Aiden Murda, who comes in making his 10th start of the season, with a record of 0-3 and a 3.48 ERA. Fastball missing high again to Rincon, and a count 3-0 to the Threshers shortstop and fourteenth round pick, of the Phillies last season. Now the 3-0 to Rincon. Fastball right over the plate, and that's the first strike of the game for Aiden Murda. Three balls and one strike to Brian Rincon. Now Murda, the wind, the kick, and the 3-1 pitch. Fastball up and away, and there is ball four, and a heavy dose of fastballs to Brian Rincon, leading off and reaching first base with the walk. The rest of the Threshers lineup is as follows after Brian Rincon will head to first base. With a leadoff walk, Amarion Boyd hitting second, Otto Kemp batting third, Jordan Disson the cleanup man for the Threshers, and Jordan Viers batting behind him in the five spot. William Bergoglio batting sixth. That's the first pitch to Marion Boyd is a fastball in there for the called strike. Felix Reyes hits seventh, Cade Fergus will bat eighth, and Ricardo Rosario rounds out the order for Marty Malloy and the Clearwater Threshers. 0-1 to Boyd. Rincon taking a short lead off first base as Boyd takes another fastball on the outside part of the plate to make the count 0-2. Rincon, no shortage of speed in the leadoff spot. 10 stolen bases in 14 attempts this year, and he's checked back at first base by Murda, but he's in there underneath the tag from first baseman Bo Brewer successfully. 0-2 now to Boyd, who is the stolen base leader on the season. 14 RBIs and a batting average over 260. Pitch is high and outside. The throw is high, and it allows Rincon to slip underneath Brenny Escanio's tag. Stolen base number 11 for Brian Rincon, and the at-bat continues for Boyd as the pitch missed for ball number one. So 1-2 count to Boyd with a runner in scoring position as Rincon takes a short lead off second, being held on by Brenny Escanilla. The 1-2, Boyd hits it on the ground to third. Rincon will stay put at second base. The throw over to first is in time, and Rincon steals third. He advances, and the throw misses the third base bag from the first baseman Brewer, and Brian Rincon scores the first run of the game. Shrewd base running by Rincon, who tried a kind of a double steal sort of thing. Jesus Rodriguez on third throws to first. Rincon instantly tries to take third, and then ends up with the first run of the game on an errant throw by Bo Brewer. So it's a 5-3 ground out for Boyd and an error on Brewer, an E1. That plates the first run of the ball game. 1-0 Threshers, and now an 0-1 count to Otto Kemp, who really got back in the groove in the last couple games of last week's series. Threshers lead it 1-0, 0-1 to Kemp. Murda deals. This one is hitting the air out to right field. Carrying back, going back is Pita on the warning track. He makes the one-handed grab for the second out of the first inning. We'll set the defense for the Tampa Tarpons. Matt Pita in right, Dowry Arias in center, and Christopher Familia in left field as Jordan Disson comes up to the plate. Bo Brewer at first with the error that allowed Rincon to score. Brenny Escanillo at second, Jared Serna at short, and Jesus Rodriguez at third. Disson takes the first pitch. The fastball touches the glove on the outside corner, Omar Martinez, the battery mate of Aiden Murda. And it's an 0-1 count to Jordan Disson. And now the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. The slider goes by Disson. A very good eye for Jordan Disson. He really knows which pitches to take. 0-2 the pitch. Hit on the ground to third. Fielded again by Rodriguez. A shuffle towards first and a throw in time for the final out of the first inning.
But the Threshers get on the board in a bit of an unusual way. One run will not be earned, no hits and error, and nobody left. The Threshers lead by one as we head into the second here at Bay Care Ballpark. Part of the order coming up for the Tarpons in the second inning, but despite not getting a hit in the first, the Threshers in the lead. Christopher Familia drills this one foul, and it's a quick 0-1 count, taking advantage of the breaking ball by Jonathan Petit. Familia, the player of the week in the Florida State League this week, and this one is hit high in the air, deep out of center field. Boyd sprinting back and will take it off a bounce off the center field wall. He throws into the cutoff man Bergoglio, and Christopher Familia continues his award-winning ways, a stand-up double for the first hit of the game, and that's going to lead off the second inning. That'll bring up the minor league rehabber, Matt Pita, who has played in both AA Somerset and AAA Scranton for the Yankees in each of the past two seasons, making his third appearance on his minor league rehab stint with the Tarpons. He's 1-for-6 in two games, but that one hit left the yard. Two RBIs on the home run. So 1-0 count now to Matt Pita with the tying run on second in the form of Christopher Familia. Petit deals, breaking ball, fouled away, and the count evens at 1-1. Pita last played for the Tarpons back in 2019, also played three games and went 0-for-7 back in 2018 with the Tarpons. In 2019, he played 25 games with Tampa, hit 163 with four RBIs and six extra base hits. Now it's a 1-2 count, the fastball knocks the outside corner. And Pita now behind in the count for the first time. Petit making his fifth start of the season. Looks back at second and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball inside. Count now evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. For Jonathan Petit, no record on the year, but a 3.86 ERA, which has continued to plummet after his last couple of starts, including 4 shutout innings on Wednesday's win against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, where he had 3 of his 17 strikeouts as a starter. Pita stays alive by fouling the fastball back, and that's 2-2. Petit putting a little bit more velocity on that heater. It's up to 94 now. It used to be sitting around 92, 93 when the season began. Petit, a four-seamer, slider, and a change, or his three-pitch mix. Now the 2-2 again. Fastball narrowly missing inside, and that will fill up the count to Matt Pita. Pita drafted in 2018 by the New York Yankees out of the Virginia Military Institute. 12th round pick was Pita from the international free agent or against the international free agent. That's Petit. Payoff pitch, a slider missing inside, and that's ball four. The go-ahead run now reaches first, the first free pass of the game issued by Jonathan Petit, and that's something he has limited quite well, not just this year, but over his career. He has now 7 walks in 22 innings pitched with the Threshers in 2023. Over his career, he has pitched just about 2 innings shy of 100 with now 22 career walks. First pitch to Jesus Rodriguez, a slider in there for a called strike, landing on the outside corner at the knees of Rodriguez, part of an errant play at third base that allowed the Threshers to score the first run of the game. A Bo Brewer throw on shrewd base running by Brian Rincon sailed over the head of Rodriguez, who just fouled one over to the Diamond Club Cafe on the right field side. 0-2, the count to the Tarpons' third baseman, who couldn't handle an errant throw by Bo Brewer when Brian Rincon tried to tag and go to third on a ground out by Amarion Boyd. Boyd slid in, the throw went over Rodriguez's head into right, and Rincon scampered on home. Now it's an 0-2 to Jesus Rodriguez. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball tipped into the glove of Jordan Disson. That's the first K of the day for Jonathan Petit and 98 of his career. As I mentioned, he needs to go 3 1/3 tonight to get 100 career innings, and he needs 2 more strikeouts for 100 career Ks. That'll bring up Omar Martinez, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Tarpons, who takes the first pitch upstairs for ball one. Threshers and Tarpons played 6 games back at Steinbrenner Field towards the end of April. Threshers taking 4 of those contests. Martinez played in all 6 of those games. Breaking ball, missing inside. Now the count 2-0 to the Tarpons catcher. In that series, Martinez went 4-for-17, all singles, 1 RBI, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Now he's got a 2-0 count with 2 on and 1 out. The Threshers infield at double play depth. 2-0 pitch, fastball up and away, and now the count's 3-0 to Omar Martinez. One nothing the score. Threshers in the lead here in the top of the second. Petit deals. Just missing outside on the fastball. A couple of borderline pitches, but none cross the plate as Omar Martinez walks to load the bases. Now it's Martinez on first, Pita on second, Christopher Familia on third, and Taylor Aguilar up at the plate. 5 games out of 6, 4-for-16. With 2 doubles and an RBI and 2 runs scored. Now the base is loaded with 1 gone here as the fastball misses upstairs to make it 5 straight misses for Jonathan Petit. Matt Hockenberry, the pitching coach, who was with the complex last week while Gustavo Armas was with the Threshers in Fort Myers. Hockenberry back and on the top step of the Threshers dugout. And he may need to go out there and talk to Petit soon. 6 straight balls for Jonathan make it 2-0. And Jordan Disson is going to come in to have a chat with his starting pitcher, Brian Rincon, coming in from short to translate. So the bases are loaded. 1 out here in the top of the second. The Threshers lead it 1-0. Christopher Familia on third, representing the tying run. The go-ahead run on second is Matt Pita. And Omar Martinez, the left-handed hitting catcher, is on first with Taylor Aguilar, the DH, up with a 2-0 count and 1 out. Nowhere to put Taylor, and that's the first mound visit of the day. The umpiring crew, Kenny Garcia behind home plate, Nobu Goto on the base paths. Right now he is parallel to Brian Rincon, holding the runner on second base in the form of Matt Pita. Foul tip and a strike 1 to Aguilar. The count is 2-1 on the upstairs fastball from Petit. You will see a lot of that heater, but he can mix in the breaking stuff well too. 2 balls, 1 strike. The pitch hit high in the air out to left field. Should be enough to tie the game as Rosario camps underneath it. He winds up and sends the throw in. The throw will be cut off, and scoring from third is Christopher Familia. So it's a sacrifice fly for Taylor Aguilar. And the Threshers and Tarpons are tied at 1. But a run, four and out is traded, and there are two gone here in the second inning. Sac fly for Aguilar brings up the first RBI of the series and his 14th of the season. So 1-1 the score, two outs here in the top of the second inning to bring up Bo Brewer, who did cost the Tarpons a run back in the first. First pitch to him, breaking ball in there for a called strike. It was Brewer's errant throw to third that allowed Rincon to score and make it a 1-0 lead, but that lead has been elapsed as Petit allowed his first run in 16 innings. This one hit right back up the middle to second. Bourgoyer catches it off the bounce, tag the second base bag, and ends the second inning. But the Tarpons get themselves on the board. A sacrifice fly from Taylor Aguilar ties this game up at one. Bottom of the second coming up, the Threshers and Tarpons.
We are down here with two North Bay All-Stars who are joining us, right here. This is Eli and Tyler. Now they know the mission of the race. You guys gotta go down, bounce on your ponies, around the cones, and come on back. And whoever wins is gonna win a gift certificate to our sponsor, Cody's Roadhouse of Bel Air Bluffs. You guys ready? On your mark, get set, go! They're starting off neck and neck. Looks like Tyler may have a slight advantage around the third. Oh, yeah. Oh, lost the hat and some glasses, maybe a shoe or two. Looks like Tyler is our winner tonight. And he always entertains. Go get it. He always entertains. Cody's Roadhouse. I'm Bel Air Bluffs. Pony races.
First pitch of the second in there for a called strike to Jordan Viers. 1-1 is the score, and now an 0-1 count to Jordan Viers, who is the heir apparent, in my opinion, to Gabriel Rincones Jr. 0-1 pitch missing outside, and the count 1-1. Like Rincones, Viers is a left-handed hitter with a whole lot of power. Can play in the corner outfield, but his hitting is certainly his best tool. This one is popped straight up, going behind home plate. Martinez back to the netting, and that ball is going to land in the stands and take a high bounce that almost lands it back on the field. 1-2 now is the count to Viers, the designated hitter today. Three homers, 12 RBIs. He's got good speed, but more known for his base running intelligence rather than his raw speed, while Rincones Jr., 24 stolen bases. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike three, and Viers is down on strikes in his first at-bat. He's a guy that I think the Threshers will need to step up to fill that void of power that Rincones is going to leave, but there are so many options in that. Even William Bourgoyer here has some power. Felix Reyes on deck, a lot of pop as well. And it's just the time of the season where adjustments have to be made as the first pitch to Bourgoyer in there for a called strike. But Gabe Rincones Jr. leaving the league ninth in OPS, fifth in doubles, and seventh in extra base hits. Bourgoyer popped this one up foul. Count is now 0-2. He joined the team on the road against the Mighty Muscles. Had a couple of good games. Two hits in three games, 12 total at-bats, and an RBI in his first AB. 0-2, hit the other way by Bergoglio. Count is 0-2. A guy I think the Threshers fans are certainly going to like. Definitely a lot of similarities between him and Fraylin Minnietti, I think, except for the fact that Bergoglio hits on the left side of the plate. So 0-2 to the lefty Bergoglio, slapped over the third baseman, but a leaping catch by Rodriguez. What a jump, stealing a base hit away from Bergoglio for the second out of the second inning. An unbelievable play by Jesus Rodriguez, the catcher by trade, showing off his athleticism, making a play at third. And you can already see some words of encouragement coming in the Threshers dugout. Nothing you could do about that, Bergoglio, as Reyes laces this one up the middle, but it's backhanded by Escanillo at second, and he throws to first to beat Reyes by a step. So a couple of nice defensive plays from Tampa, namely that line drive by Bergoglio caught by Jesus Rodriguez. The Threshers down in order, and the game stays at 1-1. We head into the third inning. We're all square at one here at Patriot Park. The count now to Jared Serna. Jonathan Petit back out for the third in a 1-1 ball game. Leadoff man back up for the Tampa Tarpons. One run on a hit for Tampa. One run, no hits yet for the Threshers, but a walk as Serna popped this one up foul. Reyes chasing, as is the right fielder Fergus, but he lets that go for the first strike of the at-bat. It is a 1-1 count to Jared Serna in a 1-1 ballgame. Right-handed shortstop Serna also in the lineup frequently when the Tarpons hosted the Threshers back at the end of April. 1-1 the count. High fastball. Serna goes around, turning his body to allow the bat to come forward. Count 1-2 as Petit fooled him with a fastball high on the outside corner. 1-2 the count to Serna, who has 11 homers and 36 ribbies this year. This one hit on the ground to the shortstop Rincon. A high throw over to first. An easy play for Felix Reyes. One gone here in the third inning. So Serna now 0-2 with the lead in home runs back on the bench. One of just two players with double-digit home runs on the season in the Florida State League. That'll bring up Dowry Arias, who impressed against the Threshers a couple of weeks ago. Hits this one back up the middle. There's a reason why. A single for Arias, the second hit on the ball game, taking an inside fastball up the middle. Not as tight, I don't think, as Petit wanted. So there is the second hit of the ball game and the first base runner in the third inning for the Tarpons. A 1-1 ball game as Brenny Escanillo now coming up to the plate. Escanillo has played is playing in his 50th game of the season right now as he takes the pitch in there for a called strike. Escanilla, an OPS of 1357. Or nope, I'm reading the wrong line. An OPS of 533, a little bit different. 27 walks, 64 strikeouts with six without a home run and 13 RBIs. 0-2 the count as the breaking ball gets by Brenny, who is 0-for-1 on the day. Petit glove to his ear as Arias leads off of first base. Reyes holding him on. The fastball misses upstairs. And the count now 1-2. Arias has good speed over at first base. But the Tarpons, not the most base-running aggressive team. 6 stolen bases on the season and 7 attempts for Dowry Arias. A big lead at first. The 1-2 hit high in the air out to left center field. Boyd drifting in towards left center. He makes the grab for the second out of the inning. 2 flyouts to center field for Brenny. That one a towering pop-up, and that is going to bring across the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week, Christopher Familia, who is having quite a season himself. Familia is the one with the OPS of 1357. 6 homers, 15 RBIs in 11 games thus far. 1-0 the count as the fastball misses to Familia, who doubled and scored back in the second. It's the only run the Tarpons have scored today, with the score tied at 1 here in the top of the third inning. Petit wheels and throws to first, but in there without a tag is Dowry Arias. 6 steals in 7 attempts for Dowry, and Familia hitting .390 in his 2 weeks with the Tarpons. Now the 1-0 count. As the pitch, fastball, drilled back into the netting to count even at 1-1. For Familia, who did not play last time these two teams came up against each other, that is his 4th double of the season. He has 16 hits, 10 of which have gone for extra bases with 4 doubles and 6 home runs. So a lightning hot start for Familia, who pops this one up over the press box, count now 1-2. Familia, no relation to Jerice Familia, a longtime major leaguer, the Mets, Red Sox, A's, a couple other teams. But from Boni in the Dominican Republic, 23 years old, as he fouled this one off of the press box roof. And it lands in the arms of a fan to make it still a 1-2 count. Gotta love when a fan catches a foul ball here at the stadium. So still a 1-2 count to Familia. 2 gone and a man on first. Petit kicks and deals. Breaking ball, missing upstairs, and the count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Familia, 4 walks on the season, 10 strikeouts. As Petit needs just 2 more Ks to reach 100 on his career. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Petit deals, hit on the ground to short. That gets past Rincon into left field. As the opposite field base hit for Familia is the second of the inning, his second of the game. Arias on second, he'll stay there. And there's 2 outs as the third inning continues for Matt Pita. Rehabber with the Tarpons. Expected to return to AAA when his rehab stint ends. He is 1-for-6 in now his 3rd game and a walk already tonight. So 2 on and 2 outs, 1-1 the score. Petit is set. He has thrown just shy of 50 pitches here in the top of the 3rd inning. Pitch number 48 is a fastball low to make it a 1-0 count. 1-1 the score. Arias on 2nd, Familia on 1st. 2 outs here in the top of the 3rd inning. Pita, a home run and 2 RBIs, and this is 3rd game of his rehab stint. Takes the 1-0 pitch. He holds up the swing as the fastball misses upstairs to make it 2-0. Appeal over to bases umpire Nobu Goto says that Pita did not go. So it's a 2-0 count with 2 outs in the 3rd. Petit is set. 5 on the pitch clock, the righty deals. Fastball misses outside, and it's 3-0. 1 base open for Pita, but Petit now at 50 pitches with 28 strikes. and some action getting it started in the Threshers bullpen. No one warming up yet, but some guys just get starting to get up and toss around in the pen. 3-0 pitch, hit high in the air out to center field. Boyd going back, tracing towards right center, reaching out, and he can't make the catch, and multiple runs will score. Familia rounds third, and he scores. It's a two-run triple for Matt Pita, as Boyd must have lost that one in the sun. A little bit too far in, and realized that the ball was going back towards the warning track. So the misjudgment gives the Tarpons their first lead of the series. Arias scores from second, Familia from first, and Matt Pita has his third and fourth RBI of the rehab stint on a two-out triple. So he is now 90 feet from scoring run number four, and Jesus Rodriguez, who made a hit-saving play in the last inning, is up at the plate. This one is weakly bounced towards the mound. Petit picks it up, sends it to first, and the underhand flip retires Rodriguez. But on a two-out triple by Matt Pita, the Tarpons take the lead. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and one man left. 3-1 Tampa as we head to the bottom of the third.
Thank you. After the third, we'll do the update. We still want to do third, fifth, and seventh. They just weren't there the last time. No, that's still our system. And especially with the FCL, those guys would be on our team. Bottom of the third inning, Cade Fergus up at the plate with an 0-1 count as he swings and misses and a low breaking ball by Hayden Murda. The big righty, working quickly, deals the 0-1. Fergus laps this one foul into the netting, count 0-2. Fergus tied for eighth in the league with six home runs on the season with Brian Rincon among a couple of others. Now has an 0-2 count for the Threshers here in the third inning. Breaking ball missing up and away. Count is 1-2. Fergus on the season, or against Tampa, excuse me, with just one double in 14 at-bats, did score five runs with five walks in the series against Tampa, end of April. Swing and a miss, strike three on a breaking ball. And that's the first out of the third inning. That'll bring up Ricardo Rosario, who had a really good end to that series, including a crucial two RBI base knock in the sixth inning on Saturday that helped the Threshers clinch the first half division championship. Rosario hitting a little bit over 200, slaps the first pitch high and foul, count 0-1. 3-1 the lead for Tampa. They have four hits. The Threshers still looking for their first knock. They do have a run, though, coming off of a walk and an errant throw back in the first inning. Now Murda, the kick and the pitch. Fouled away, count 0-2. Rosario, 204 hitter on the year, 10 RBIs.
without a home run just yet. Definitely a slap and speed kind of player with really good speed in left field. Now the 0-2 to Rosario. This one is hit in the air out to center field. Drifting back is Arias. Steps a couple steps forward to his left. He makes the catch for the second out in the third inning, and that will reset the lineup card. So Brian Rincon, the only man who reached base so far in the first trip around the Threshers lineup. He led off the first with a walk and stole second, ended up scoring on an errant throw by Bo Brewer. That made it 1-0. The score now 3-1 with two runs by Tampa in the third inning. Rincon fouled the first pitch back, count 0-1. Hitting .227 on the year, 6 homers, tied for 8th in the league. And his 24 RBIs are tied in first on the Threshers with Justin Crawford. Now the 0-1. Fastball upstairs, count even at 1-1. Rincon, a switch-hitting shortstop initially from Venezuela, came to the United States to play his high school ball over in Shaler Area High School in Pittsburgh to stay with his uncles. Breaking ball, missing low, count 2-1. Of course, the day he started high school, February of 2020. A couple weeks, and then COVID hit, so he just had to stay in the United States and train to achieve his dream of becoming pro, which he ended up doing 2 years later in 2022. 2-2 the count now. The fastball cracks the outside corner from Murdoch as Rincon takes the timeout. After this inning, Lance Williams will give us a scoreboard update, so keep your ears peeled for that. As Rincon back in the batter's box after a timeout. He's got a cousin, Miguel Hugas, who's projected to be a first-round pick, Alabama commit, out of Shaler Area High School as well. Fastball inside. Rincon almost falls over trying to get away from it. And the count is full here at 3-2. The Marion Boyd on deck. Murda sets at the belt. The line, the kick, and the full count. Breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike 3. Rincon knew it. Tough pitch to take, and Murda has his second strikeout of the frame, third overall to send the Threshers down in order in the fourth. 3-1 Tarpons will head into the fourth, but first, a scoreboard update from our friend Lance Williams. Lance?
Thanks, Josh. Yeah, the first State game one.
Thank you, Lamp. We'll see him again later on for a Phillies and Major Philly system and Major League update, which also does include the Phillies. Phillies playing the Diamondbacks at the opening point of this week, so might not start until later on. To be honest, I haven't looked at the MLB scoreboard just yet. But I am looking at the Threshers scoreboard. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Clearwater trailing 3-1. Against the Tampa Tarpons, a team they have taken 4 of the 6 games they played this season against. Clearwater 25-5 at home, and in most, a lot of those games, you see them making a late surge to get out ahead for good against their opponents, and we'll see if they need to do that here. Top of the fourth inning, and 7-8-9, the bottom of Tampa's order coming up against Jonathan Petit, who has allowed 3 runs in a start for the first time since the beginning of May. 1-0 count to Martinez as the slider misses inside. He walked on 4 pitches back in the second inning. Now Petit deals. This one is hit on a bounce to first base, gloved by Reyes. He jogs over to the first base bag and taps it for the first out of the fourth inning. A good play by Reyes on the unassisted ground out, and that'll bring up Taylor Aguilar, who tied the game with a sacrifice fly in the second, scoring Christopher Familia. Threshers score their run in the first, a run in the second for the Tarpons, and two in the third inning to make it 3-1. Breaking ball low and inside, and the count 1-0 to Taylor Aguilar. With the first down here in the fourth inning, Jonathan Petit has reached the 100 pro innings milestone in the minor league. So congrats to John. This one hit on a line to Rincon, skimmed the ground, and I'm not even sure if that's a line out or a ground out. Anyway, you slice it, he's out at first base, and it's an impressive play at short by Brian Rincon. A one burner of a line drive that I think Rincon caught before it hit the ground. So it's really just depending on what my box score is going to say, because there's two gone here in the fourth inning for Bo Brewer. And it is officially ruled a 4-3 ground out by Taylor Aguilar. 0-1 now to Brewer, making his first appearance against the Threshers this season. Was not on the Tarpons roster when these two teams last played. Brewer takes this off the end of his bat, grounded to the Tarpons head coach Rachel Balkovic over at first base. Last year, she became the first female in low A to become the manager of a minor league team. A truly milestone achievement for Balkovic in her second year as the Tarpons manager. 0-2, just missing upstairs. The count 1-2 to Bo Brewer. And we've seen multiple other teams with female managers, including the Hillsboro Hops, the Diamondbacks High A affiliate, to name just one, and so many others. The Giants have a female coach in the major leagues, and it's not just baseball that is starting to notice. 2-2 the count. Two outs here in the fourth inning. Threshers trail by two. Petit deals. Brewer fouls it off. And we'll stay at 2-2. Andy Garcia will hand deliver the baseball to Jonathan Petit. As the Threshers look like they have a couple players up in their bullpen. It's a lefty warming up right now. It looks like Andrew Walling, and it is. Item tab to be the next Threshers closer after Jack Dallas and Wesley Moore departed for Jersey Shore yesterday. The three guys who have closed out games for the Threshers this year, the Walling does have two saves. It has really been Moore, Dallas, and Kirkering in that reverse order who have done most of the saving for Threshers this year. 2-2 misses outside. Now the count runs full. So those are the big nine-inning guys for the Threshers, and now that spot is open after Kirkering has been shining with Jersey Shore, just allowed a couple of runs and racking up the saves for the Blue Claws. It's hit the other way to second base, scooped up by Bergoglio, sends over to first, and that is a 1-2-3 fourth inning for the Tampa Tarpon. So the bottom of the order goes down in order, and the Threshers are down by two. We head into the bottom of the fourth inning here at Bay Care Ballpark. 1-1 Tarpon. Here in Clearwater.
You're going to have to name as many items as you can in 15 seconds. And one of our Thresher players is going to do the exact same thing. Easy. Yes, more than they do. You win. You ready for this? No, you're not. Okay, well, you're doing it anyway. Your question tonight is, name as many breeds of dogs as you can in 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Oh, I got 11. 11 there, Carmen. Let's see how our first player did. And the Billy Fanatic is going to be on the end as well. This is off the bottom of the corner for the Threshers.
Marion Boyd starts off the fourth inning a bit early, looping a single into left field. A quick pitch from Hayden Murda, and Marion Boyd really does everything fast, doesn't he? A leadoff single on the first pitch of the fourth inning, and that is the first hit of the frame for the Threshers, bringing Otto Kemp to the plate as the tying run. And as you can hear, you have a lot of support for the league's leading base stealer. Marion Boyd is 8 bases clear of the next fastest runner in the league. First pitch, Boyd goes. High throw, Boyd in there safely. A tale as old as time. I mean, it's an expectation at this point. If he steals a base, he's going to make it. Like, it's just so difficult to pick this guy off. Boyd, stolen base number 34 on the season. 34 stolen bases. He has more stolen bases than most players in the Florida State League have in their careers just this season. What an absolutely outstanding run of base running for Marion Boyd. And by the way, it's a 2-0 count now to Otto Kemp as the pitch misses outside. So Boyd now with 34 stolen bases, 10 more than his teammates Justin Crawford and ex-teammate Gabe Rincones Jr., tied at third with 24. Seth Stevenson of Lakeland has 25. Kemp fouls one back into the netting, count 2-1. And on this season, the Threshers have just an absolutely massive lead in terms of stolen bases compared to, well, everyone. That is now the Threshers' 144th stolen base on the season. The next closest team, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, at 88. I'm not much good at math, but by my calculations, that's about 44 stolen bases of a difference. If you want to correct my math, and please do, message the Threshers on Twitter, at Threshers, or me on Twitter, at Josh_Sperber. 3-1 the count to Otto Kemp after Boyd was checked on at second base, and the count is now at 3-1 to Otto Kemp. Hit the other way, and we will have a full count. Would not be surprised if Boyd would try for third. He has stolen third base on many occasions this year, including a couple times in the season, in the series opener last week against Fort Myers, where he stole 6 bases in 6 attempts. It was 9-for-10 in Fort Myers in stolen bases, was Boyd. He's dancing around second. The payoff pitch, Boyd stays still, and Kemp drills this foul, but it makes the seats out in right field. 3 balls and 2 strikes once again. We'll see if Boyd tries to steal again as the auto chants rain down from the Threshers' stands. Payoff pitch coming to Kemp. Fastball just missing outside, and Otto Kemp is on first, representing the tying run. A double steal certainly possible as Kemp has good speed. 9 swipes in 12 attempts, including 3 last week against Fort Myers. Now Jordan Disson will represent the go-ahead run. Still nobody out here in the fourth inning as the Threshers trail 3-1. Boyd, a big lead off of second, being held on by Escanillo. Disson takes this the other way into right, charging and letting the ball bounce is Matt Pita. Each runners go up one base, and it's a single by Jordan Disson, and now the bases are loaded with nobody out. Boyd to third. Kemp the tying run at second. Disson the go-ahead run at first on the single, and that is going to bring out the Tampa pitching coach, Gerardo Casadiego. So the bases are loaded with Jordan Viers at the plate, and he has quite a powerful bat. No grand slams this season, but he did hit one in minor league spring training, and it may have been against the Yankees. I'm pretty sure it was against the Yankees. I have a terrible memory, but I'm just going to say it was against the Yankees minor leaguers just to make myself feel better, but it did happen. couple of really long home runs back in March at the Carpenter Complex for Vyers, just three this year. The Threshers have one grand slam this season. That came off the bat of Cade Fergus the last time these teams, or the last time the Threshers played at home. That was in the fifth inning of a game against the Dunedin Blue Jays a couple weeks ago. First pitch to Vyers, takes the fastball in there for a called strike. No, nobody out, and the bases are loaded. Double play, not double play depth, double play spacing as the infield brought in against Vyers. Interesting field alignment as Vyers grounds this to first and foul territory. Michael Jones flips it to a fan. And Boyd, who's off on contact, was almost at home already. Great speed at third. Very good speed at second. And catcher speed, but high-level catcher speed at first base. 0-2 to Vyers, swing and a miss, reaching for the breaking ball. And now a double play would end the fourth inning. Two strikeouts in the game for Vyers. Four for Hayden Murda. And that will bring up William Bergoglio in his first at bat here at BayCare Ballpark. He lined out to third on a spectacular leaping catch by Jesus Rodriguez. Now he has a chance to endear himself to fresh Threshers fans as he gets in front of them for the first time. Fastball inside makes it 1-0 to Bergoglio, who had two hits and 12 at-bats over three games last week, including an RBI knock in his first full season game. Now the 1-0. Breaking ball outside, count 2-0. Bergoglio played in the Dominican Summer League last season, won the championship with the Phillies White. 380 average, 470 on base percentage, three doubles, 14 RBIs in the Dominican Summer League. And that one misses way out there, and there's no place to put William Bergoglio. Bases loaded, one out, and another miss would bring home another run. Three balls, no strikes, and a loaded set of bags for Bergoglio. Now Murda kicks and deals. Bergoglio takes, and it's a get me over here on the outside part of the plate that makes it 3-1. Bases loaded, one out. Threshers trailing by two. The pitch hit the other way and foul. Now the count runs full. The runners will stay put with Boyd at third, Disson at first, Kemp in between them at second base. Double play depth for the Tarpons with a slight pull shift for the lefty Bergoglio. Now here's the payoff. This one is hit to second base. Can't get there is the baseman, and this game is added by one more run. William Bergoglio, his first RBI here at BayCare Ballpark. Boyd scores from third as the Threshers go station to station to get themselves within a run. Kemp to third, Disson to second, and William Bergoglio on first with his second RBI of the year. Now there's still one out and a big power bat in the lineup for the Threshers. Felix Reyes, who had a couple of really clutch RBIs on the division-clinching win on Saturday, finishing with five ribbies in four games last series. First pitch take for the 1-0. He's 0-1 on the day. The go-ahead run is in scoring position with Disson on second base. The tying run on third. And this pitch to Reyes is drilled deep into left field. No doubt about it, a grand slam! An absolute missile from Felix Reyes. The Threshers' second grand slam of the season breaks this game open. 6-3, and Reyes clears them all. That was an absolute no-doubt home run. I didn't even see that thing land. Absolutely crushed by Reyes. And we have a three-run lead for the Threshers. The other Grand Slam hitter swings and misses at a fastball as Cade Fergus, who hit a Grand Slam to dead center in the last home series, now behind 0-1. Now it's 0-2 as the slider hits the outside part of the plate. This one hit another leaping catch at third base by Jesus Rodriguez. Take the springs out of his cleats. Second time today we have seen him leap up like a springboard to make a catch and rob the Threshers of a hit. This time it's Fergus who falls victim to the lineout at third, and there's two outs for Ricardo Rosario. Fastball darting outside but catching the corner for an 0-1 count. So after the Grand Slam, it is 6-3 Threshers with two gone here in the inning. And this inning is going to extend. An extra base hit in the gap for Rosario. This is going to roll all the way to the wall. Rosario not stopping at second. He'll head to third, and he's going to slide into third base with a two-out triple. A grand slam and a triple in the fourth inning for the Threshers, and they are not done yet. A two-out, three-bagger for Rosario, and with Rincon coming to the plate, every Thresher will see home plate in this inning. A leadoff single by Board started a big party for Clearwater, and they now lead by three, entering the fourth inning, trailing 3-1. Rincon up at the plate with a man on third and two outs. He swings and misses the first pitch, a breaking ball, to make the count 0-1. And it's a balk. Murdo went into his wind at third without telling the umpire, and they balk scores run number six of the inning and seven for the Threshers. So Rosario comes on a balk, as it's being explained right now to the Tarpons management staff, Rachel Balkovic out there with one of her assistant coaches. And it's 7-3 Threshers, an 0-1 count to Rincon, now back with the bases cleared. Tarpon's management still leading their case. I'm not sure who the other assistant coach is, but Rachel Balkovic's out there just trying to calm the guy down. She's not saying anything. It's all the assistant coach. I believe it's Gerardo Casadiego, the pitching coach for the Tarpons. And now Nobu Goto is going to come in to try and pacify this argument taking place behind home plate. Kenny Garcia explaining his case, as it's still 7-3 Threshers with two outs. So let's just take you through this inning here. Marion Boyd led off the fourth with a single, does what he always does, and stole second on the first pitch of the at bat from Otto Kemp. Kemp worked a full count and drew a walk, and then Jordan Disson singled to load the bases. William Bergoglio singled in his second run of the year to give the Threshers a 3-2 lead before Felix Reyes cleared the bases with a loud grand slam out to left field. That made it 6-3, and the balk scored Rosario from third to make it 7-3. Now it's an 0-1 to Rincon. Fastball misses upstairs as the argument behind home plate is done. Count 1-1 to the Threshers shortstop. No ejections were made, but there is an unhappy man in that Tarpons dugout. 1-1, Rincon fouls this one back, and if we had that window open, Lance might have made a play on it. He was ready. Might have been John Sterling to hit in the face, but you know, we'd have to see. 1-2, popped up again, foul by Rincon, nowhere near Lance Williams, and the count's 1-2. 7-3 the score, the Threshers in the lead. One ball and two strikes, two outs here in the fourth inning. Six runs already across for the Threshers. Now Murda deals the 1-2. Rincon taps this over to first. High bounce into the glove of Brewer. Throw over to first, and Murda beats him by half a step. Kind of a half slide by Rincon, trying to beat out the infield hit, but it's unsuccessful as the 3-1 ends the fourth inning. But not without plenty of drama. The Threshers come all the way back from a 2-1 deficit and score six here in the fourth inning on 1-2-5 hits without leaving a man on base. 7-3, Threshers lead. We'll head into the fourth. Oh my goodness, that bar is freaking smoked. A grand slam by Felix Reyes gives the Threshers a bit of a cushion as Andrew Walling is the new pitcher as Cerna chops at an upstairs cutter by Walling to make the count 0-1. 7-3 the lead for Clearwater here in the top of the fifth as Walling shrugs, kicks, and deals. Cerna drills this one foul down the left field line and it's 0-2. Looked like a similar pitch, just that one a slider. That had a little bit taken off of it. Threshers' lead is 4, and Petit will not get a decision with 4 solid innings, 3 runs on 4 hits, as Cerna swings and misses. 1-2-3 pitches from Walling, 3 strikes for the first out in the 5th inning. 1 strikeout, 2 walks. First time that Petit has outnumbered his strikeouts with his walks on this season. 2 walks, 3 runs on 4 hits in 4 innings for Petit. Andrew Walling in line for the victory as the curveball gets in there for a called strike to Dowry Arias. Left on left matchup as the now mustachioed Andrew Walling hangs the ball down with his left arm to make it an 0-1 count. Walling deals, fastball popped up, foul by Arias, and now the count 0-2. A 3-pitch strikeout for the last batter. And now, we've got a guest in the ballpark here. Good old Finley, who's a couple days away from turning 17. The sweet 17 for Finley. This one's popped into left field. Foul territory and crashing into the netting is Otto Kemp. As the bid at an immaculate inning, well, it's now over anyway. But would have been cool. 6 pitches, 6 strikes for Andrew Walling in one of his earliest relief outings of the year. Usually he'll come in between the 7th and 9th inning. Last going 2 innings and allowing 2 runs in a Wednesday 9-2 win against Fort Myers. He's now got an 0-2 count on Dowry Arias, as I think Finley's in here looking for birthday cake, but joke's on him, I ate it all. Breaking ball misses low, and now the count 1-2 to Arias. He's 1-2 on the deck. That looked threatening, Finley. It's all love from our favorite shark. Fisher friends, not food. 1-2, grounded to first base, fielded on a bounce by Reyes. He'll jog to first, tag the bag before Arias gets there, and that is the second out of the inning. Always love when our pal Finley comes into the broadcast. We'll have to break this audio equipment by singing Happy Birthday on his birthday on Friday, Thursday? Thursday. I got my days bad. But if you guys want to hear me sing, make sure to tune into the broadcast on Thursday the 15th. Spoiler alert, it's going to end badly. I have a terrible singing voice. But two outs here in the top of the fifth to Brenny Escanillo. Walling is set on the mound. First pitch to Escanillo inside, and that is ball number one. First time that Walling has started off the at-bat with the ball. So we have some StatCast numbers on Felix Reyes' home run, and they're more impressive than I thought. 108 off the bat, going 410 feet. Which, honestly, I think is a conservative estimate. The 108 off the bat seems right, as it's now 2-0 as a fastball missing outside to Escanillo. But I did not see that ball land. I didn't. I could just not have good eyesight. That's possible. This one grounded up the middle by Escanillo. It's going to reach center field for hit number 5 of the day for the Tarpons. A two-out knock by Brenny Escanillo is his first hit of the ball game. So always good when we can get StatCast numbers from just an absolute missile from Felix Reyes. I mean, that's one of the hardest hit balls I think I've ever seen live and in person. So man on first, two outs here in the fifth, Walling against the lefty Familia. Swing and a miss, and the fastball gets in there for the called strike. One outside, and now the count is even at 1-1. Seven to three the score. Threshers are in front. Walling kicks and deals. Familia lets the breaking ball go, and the count now 2-1 after two straight misses from Walling. Escanillo with a short lead off of first base being held on by Felix Reyes. 11 stolen bases on the season for Brenny, and he's been caught 3 times. 2-1. Hit the other way. That's going to scoot into left field for a base hit. Escanillo will stop at second after a wide turn. A great route by Rosario to cut off the base hit down the left field line by Christopher Familia, and the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week is picking right up where he left off. 3-for-3 with a double and 2 runs scored, and Walling hoped to break that streak here as Familia has reached twice and scored twice. But 2 outs for Matt Pita, who tripled in 2 runs, including Familia, back in the 3rd inning. There are now 2 on and 2 outs. The Threshers' lead is 4. Walling set. He looks over at second base, and the pitch. Escanillo off for third. The pitch gets behind Disson. Escanillo will hold up at third base as each runner's advance on a wild pitch. So now 2 runners in scoring position, and it's a 1-0 count to Matt Pita, who walked and tripled in his 2 appearances so far today. Unclear if they'll give Escanillo that stolen base. I don't think they will. I think it's just him advancing on the wild pitch from Walling. Now it's a 1-0 count after a dominant start to the inning by Walling. 2 back-to-back base knocks have created a little bit of trouble from the Tarpons. 1-0 count to Pita. Walling, the lefty, is set. 7 on the pitch clock. He deals. Breaking ball missing upstairs. Now the count is 2-0. Pita, 2 RBIs in two of three games. A 2-run home run last week for the Tarpons against the Bradenton Marauders. 2-0. 3-0. Fastball missing outside, and that's 3 straight misses for Andrew Walling. Ockenberry is yet to come out to the dugout to have a chat with his pitchers during the game. Just 1 mound visit for the Threshers, initiated by Jordan Disson. Now it's a 3-0 count to Pita with 2 gone. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 3-1. So they will give Escanillo his stolen base. It's his 12th on the season. But the passed ball, not the wild pitch, ends up with Familia on second. 3-1, hit on the ground, foul, bouncing off the railing in the Threshers' dugout, and now the count is full. The runners will stay put, Familia on second, and Escanillo on third. Walling worked this count back full, now needs one more strike to get by Pita to end the inning. Just two strikeouts on the game thus far for the Thresher. Walling set. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball, ball four on the inside part of the plate, and that loads up the bases. Three two-out base runners reach for the Tarpons, and now the bases are loaded. Tying run at the plate in the form of Jesus Rodriguez, who's 0-for-2 at the dish, but in the field he has been spectacular. Two leaping grabs at third base have saved hits, with that one from Fergus in the last inning, likely destined for extra bases. So Rodriguez has made some run-saving plays, but he won't do that here. This one pops straight up. Drifting back is Bergoglio on the edge of the infield grass. He makes the grab with two hands to leave the bases loaded for the Tampa Tarpons. First pitch pop out for Jesus Rodriguez, and Walling gets out of the jam. No runs, two hits, no errors, and the Tarpons leave them loaded. The Threshers keep ahead 7-3 at the halfway point. Aiden Murda back out in the fifth. 7-3 the lead for the Threshers as Amarion Boyd takes a cutter on the outside corner for a called strike one. Leadoff man in each of the last two innings. Boyd singled and scored the first run of a six-run onslaught in the fourth inning. And that ball missing the bat of Boyd. I wasn't sure if that tipped off the end of his bat or just rolled off the catcher's glove. But it turns out it was the second one. It's a 1-1 count to Boyd, who's already got a hit and a stolen base and a run scored today. He's 1-for-2 on the day, facing a 1-1 count from Murda. Swinging a miss on a fastball makes it 1-2. The Tarpons don't appear to have anybody warming up currently. Murda in the fifth inning at now 70 pitches. This one is hit on a line out to the shortstop in the outfield grass. A hard throw to first from Cerna. But if the ball touches outfield grass, you're going to have a player in getting Amarion Boyd. An infield knock for Boyd, and that is his second hit in his last two at-bats. He's now 2-for-3 on the day, and he looks like he's going to load up for stolen base number 5. That'll bring up Otto Kemp, who is one of the league leaders in terms of walks. 34 free passes on the season, including one in his last at-bat that puts him 8th in the Florida State League. Boyd, inching towards second, will stay put as the fastball misses upstairs to Kemp, 1-0. Kemp's 0-for-1 on the day, flied out in the first, but walked and scored back in the fourth inning. On-base streak continues for Otto Kemp as the 1-0 fouled away, and that evens it at 1-1.
Let's go!
Came back in the last couple games of the series with 3 hits in the last 2 games that he played, including a Saturday performance on division clinching day, 3 walks in a 2-for-2 day, reaching all 5 times he came to the plate. Boyd checked back to first, count still 1-1, as Boyd in there safely. So Kemp finished up the series against Fort Myers, 5-for-16 with a homer and four RBIs. Now the 1-1. Boyd's off for second. Kemp drills this into center field. Going back is Arias on the warning track, and that ball is off the wall. Boyd sprinting around third base, and Kemp's going around second in for third. Boyd stands up at home, and it's an RBI triple for Otto Kemp. Second triple of the day for the Threshers. First of the season for Otto, and Clearwater adds to their lead. 8-3, the score, as the Threshers have scored runs in back-to-back innings, and still nobody out. 2-3-4 has been quite the duo, as a hit-and-run with Boyd works to perfection on a loud three-bagger by Otto Kemp. That'll bring up Jordan Disson with the infield pushed in, nobody out, and the cutter darts to the outside corner for the called strike number one. Disson, a single and a run scored, 1-for-2 on the day. For Kemp, that is his 24th RBI on the season. 0-1 to Disson. Fastball upstairs, count even at 1-1. Disson, a single and a run scored this year, hitting just over 300 with a homer and 17 RBIs. 1-1, breaking ball outside corner, count 1-2. A couple of close calls. So Otto Kemp now tied for 10th with three triples on the season. He leads the Threshers. And he's now on third with nobody out. Infield in for Disson. 1-2, the pitch outside. The count evens up at 2-2. Disson had his lone homer a little over a month ago in the second game of the series against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. He lifted one into the Threshers' bullpen out in left field. Now the 2-2. Hit the other way, high and foul. We will do it again, 2-2. Kemp on third, nobody out in a run already home here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Threshers' lead is 5 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. At the end of this frame, Lance will be back with another minor league scoreboard update, giving us a tour of the Phillies system. 2-2, fouled away by Disson again, and that one smacks the netting next to the Yankees, or the Tarpons, dugout. Still 2-2. The Threshers lead 8-3 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The first half champion Threshers with a 5-run lead. The pitch, breaking ball, missing outside, and Disson works a full count on some really close pitches by Hayden Murda, as the Tarpons just now have a righty warming up in the left field bullpen. So the payoff coming to Disson. Murda kicks and deals. Disson swings and misses, and that is strike 3. Fifth K of the day for Hayden Murda. One gone here in the fifth inning to bring up Jordan Viers, another left-handed power bat who has struck out twice today. But he's got a man on third base, so looking for at least a deep fly ball, which Viers is certainly capable of. One out and a man on third. Murda deals. Breaking ball, missing low, the count 1-0. Viers, the DH tonight, can play in any position in the corners. He has played a little bit of first base in the past, but primarily in left and right field, and now his third professional season. Here's the 1-0. Viers out ahead of that breaking ball, and the count's even at 1-1. 3 homers and 12 RBIs. 2 homers here at BayCare Ballpark, one of them in Tampa. Hit one off the foul pole at Steinbrenner Field back towards the end of April. 1-1. Tipped foul off the plate, and now the count is 1-2. Kemp on third. If he scores, he will tie Rodriguez of Daytona with his 39th run of the year. Right now, him and Jared Serna with in a 3-way tie for 5th in the league in runs scored. He is on third. Viers is at the plate with a 1-2 count on him. Murda sets and deals. Swing and a miss. A fastball upstairs, and that's the third strikeout of the day for Viers, 6th for Hayden Murda. So 2 gone here in the 5th, and William Bergoglio with an RBI to his name coming up to the plate.
Borgoia could have had two hits, but just a fantastic play at third by Jesus Rodriguez in the second inning robbed him of a knock. First pitch to Borgoia, fouled back, and the count is 0-1. Already a hit and an RBI for Borgoia today. That's the most he's had in a very short full-season career, coming to Clearwater at the beginning of last week for his American pro debut. Now Murda set, 5 on the pitch clock, deals the 0-1. Borgoia lifts this over the second baseman's glove, and that's in a left center for a base hit. First multi-hit and RBI game of the season for William Borgoia, and he gets the runner from third to come home with a two-out single. Kemp scores, it's 9-3 Threshers, and that is going to do it for Hayden Murda. Rachel Balkovic coming out of the Tarpons dugout, and Hayden Murda will exit the game in line for the loss with 9 runs to his name, responsible for 1 on first base, and he has allowed 8 hits to the Threshers in the process. A righty coming in from the Tarpons bullpen, the Threshers lead is 9-3 here in the bottom of the 5th inning with 2 outs. First pitch to Felix Reyes, high, hard, and swung on and missed. 0-1 the count to the Threshers' first baseman, who had a rocket of a grand slam the last time he came up. Now he's facing a new pitcher in Yorlin Calderon, making his second appearance against the Threshers this year. Throw back to first base, not in time, as Borgoia, who has attempted 1 stolen base unsuccessfully this season, slides in before a tag is made by Bo Brewer. 0-1 the count to Reyes, 2 gone and 2 runs home here in the 5th. The pitch, Reyes holds up his swing, appeal over to Nobu Goto, says he did not go. The count now even at 1-1. So Murda, 9 runs on 8 hits, and if Borgoia scores, it will be 10 runs on 8 hits, with 6 strikeouts and 4 2/3 inning of work. 2 outs here in the inning as Reyes again missing at an upstairs breaking ball. I'd be feeling myself and swing at everything, too, if the last pitch I hit went over 400 feet, landed past the tiki bar in left field, and left the bat with an exit velocity of 108 miles an hour. 1-2 to Reyes, 2 gone here in the 5th inning. Calderon deals. Swing and a miss outside on the slider, and Reyes is down on strikes to end the 5th inning. But the Threshers still get a couple of runs. 2 score on 3 hits. 1 man left on base. No errors in the inning. The Threshers' lead is now 9-3 And instead of going to break, go to Lance Williams with a Phillies system scoreboard update. Lance?
Yeah, lots of action in the Phillies system. Three games have been completed so far. That's two of them with the Lions. I've been working
Also featured my new favorite team name of all time, the Dodgers Mega. That's awesome. So, can we call the Threshers the Phillies Mega? Because I kind of love that. I'm going to talk to our GM, Jason Adams, about that later. But anyway, we'll hear from Lance again in the seventh inning as the throw down to second base signifies the end of Andrew Walling's warm-up period. He'll face the bottom of the Tarpon fielder, Martinez, Aguilar, and Brewer. Here in the top of the sixth inning. 9-3 the score. Threshers in control since that six-run fourth inning, capitalized by a grand slam from Felix Reyes. Infield back for the lefty Martinez, who takes the first pitch, a breaking ball, in for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Martinez, who's 0-1 with a walk and a ground out. Walling, the 0-1. Outside on the breaking ball, and the count is 1-1. Martinez, left-handed hitting catcher, 248 average on the year, 5 homers and 20 RBIs. The pitch, hit the other way to third, fielded on the backhand side by Kemp, a quick shuffle over towards first, and he makes the throw to Reyes with a ground out to start off the sixth. One out here in the top of the sixth inning. Threshers lead is 6 runs. 8 hits to 6. Clearwater out hitting the Tarpons. Tampa's got one error, and the Threshers, the best defensive team in the Florida State League, do not have an error to speak of today. That'll bring up Taylor Aguilar, 0-1 with a sacrifice fly. Swings and misses on an inside fastball by Walling. Count 0-1. Walling, as the fastball sits in the mid-90s, 94. It's gone as high as 96 this season. Now the 0-1 to Aguilar. Numbed off the end of the bat, but rolls foul, count 0-2. Aguilar, 3 homers this year, 14 RBIs, but an average of 183, serving as the DH for the Tarpons tonight. The left-on-left matchup, 0-2, Walling deals. Upstairs on the fastball, trying to get the chase from Aguilar. He does not, as the heater rocks up to 96. Walling on the season has an ERA of 2.55 for the Clearwater Threshers. Now their most popular reliever after the departures of Moore and Jack Dallas. Swing and a miss. It's a called strike by Aguilar. I thought he went around on that. But it is the second strikeout of the day for Andrew Walling, and that is the second out of the sixth inning. So Aguilar is now 0-2, and so is Bo Brewer, who's up to the plate right now, the first righty facing Walling in this frame. First pitch, a fastball inside, count 1-0. Brewer grounded out on a fielder's choice to end the second, and grounded out to second to end the fourth. Walling, in his 18th outing of the year, deals the 1-0, and the breaking ball misses low, count now 2-0. 31 strikeouts, now up to 33 with a 2 today. 2 saves, which this is not a save situation currently. Walling is 4-0 on the season with an ERA down to 2.55. 3-0 the count as the cutter misses low. And Walling, after getting 2 quick outs in this inning and his last inning in the fifth, danger of allowing another 2-out base runner on. He will. It's a 4-pitch walk to Bo Brewer, who has reached base for the first time. For the Threshers today, that is the 4th walk allowed, 2 of them from Petit and now 2 from Hayden Murda.
Only two allowed, or sorry, now two from Andrew Walling, excuse me. Only two allowed by Hayden Murda, who will finish the day in line for the loss. 9 runs on 8 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. First pitch, a fastball in the outside corner to Jared Cerna, makes it 0-1 to the Florida State League's home run leader. 11 home runs on the season, and he's hitting just under 300. And one of the top players in the Florida Complex League last year. Cerna underneath a breaking ball and a little out in front of it, narrowly hitting foul. And now the count's 0-2. Off on contact was Brewer. He's going to have to cross the diamond to go back to first base in an 0-2 count now to Jared Cerna. 9-3 the score. Threshers in the lead. 0-2 count here to the Tarpon shortstop in the top of the sixth inning. He is back in the batter's box, rubbing the plate with his bat, and now he is set. Walling leaning in for the sign, sets the ball in his glove at the belt. 0-2 the count to Cerna. Here's the pitch. High ground ball, foul, and it'll stay at 0-2. Cerna was the first batter that Walling faced back in the fifth inning, struck out on 3 pitches. On the day, he is 0-4-3. A flyout, ground out, and a strikeout. So a cycle of outs, if you can say, for Jared Cerna. Short leadoff first from Brewer. He shuffles towards the second base bag. Walling, focused on the batter, sends the 0-2 home. Cerna pops this one foul down the right field line, and we will stay at 0-2. That brings Walling up to 37 pitches, 22 for strikes. He's very efficient. And there is no one currently getting loose in the Threshers bullpen, so he could have the seventh as well. 0-2 now to Walling, who looks over at first, and the pitch inside, and that is ball one. And I think the Threshers are going to want to get a lot more length out of their relievers this week. Right now, 13 pitchers on the Threshers roster, losing 2 key relievers to call-ups, and Bailey Falter, who was starting, is back in Lehigh Valley. Cerna pops this one up deep into right field. Fergus sprinting back towards the right field's corner on the dirt, making the catch, spinning around, and rocking against the padded wall. So Fergus, with an acrobatic play out in right field, ends the sixth inning as a 2-out walk goes for nothing for the Tampa Tarpons. 9-3 the lead. Threshers in control as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Nine and one coming up for the Threshers here in the sixth inning. They've got a comfortable 6-run lead as this park slowly packing here on Dollar Tuesday at BayCare Ballpark. 9-3 the score. Now the count 0-1 as the breaking ball settles over home plate to the Threshers right fielder. Made the last out of the top of the sixth. Now leads off the home half of the frame. 0-1 to Fergus, hit the other way, and that's going to roll into right field for a base hit. That's going to knock off the wall and careen into the corner. Fergus is rounding second base. He's going to head to third as the ball's deep in the right field corner and hold up there for the Threshers' third triple of the evening. Just a slow rolling single where no one runs down the right field line, and Cade Fergus is on third base with a leadoff triple. The extra base knocks keep on coming for the Clearwater Threshers. A triple from Rosario, Fergus, and Otto Kemp to give the Threshers three baggers on the day. And the home run by Reyes makes it 4 of 9 hits going for extra bases. That'll bring up Ricardo Rosario, who had a triple his last time up and scored a run. And the count now 1-0. First triple of the season for Cade Fergus. He's now on third with the infield in, and a 1-0 count to Ricardo Rosario, who has hits in each of his last three. Slider outside, count 2-0 from Yolin Calderon in his first inning of work, struck out the only batter he saw to end the fifth. But now it's 2-0 with a man on third and a double-digit run threatening for the Threshers. This one grounded right to the shortstop, Serna. Dummy the throw home to keep Fergus at bay, and Rosario out at first on the ground ball to Jared Serna. So one gone here in the sixth inning, in the top of the Threshers' order, will come up to the plate. Rosario will go back to the dugout, and Brian Rincon will head to the plate, hitting from the left field, the left-handed side for the fourth time today against the second righty. A lot of righties on this Tarpons roster in the pitching staff. The switch-hitting Rincon takes the pitch, and it misses low for ball one. Rincon on the year hitting 227 against right-handed pitchers. He's hitting 242 with 5 doubles and all 6 of his home runs. This one hitting a gap into left center field, and that's going to be caught by Familia. Fergus on the way from third, the throw not close to home plate. And it's a sacrifice fly from Brian Rincon that gives the Threshers their 10th run of the ball game. For Rincon, that is RBI number 27. And the Threshers lead is now 10-3. Sorry, 26 RBI for Rincon as Boyd pops this one foul behind home plate. 0-1 count to Boyd, who has singled and scored in each of his last two at-bats. Calderon, 5 on the pitch clock, deals. Breaking ball, outside corner, count 0-2. Boyd, a single and a stolen base and a run in the fourth, a single and a run in the fifth. He's 2-for-3 on the day with his 13th multi-hit game of the season. Now the 0-2. This one hit in the air out to right center field. Sprinting toward it is Arias. He makes the grab on the run, a couple steps in front of the warning track to end the sixth inning. So a couple of dangerous-looking balls in the gap for the Threshers, but that is it for the sixth inning. The Threshers get a run on a hit. No errors, nobody left. It is 10-3 Clearwater as we head into the seventh inning.
If you want a T-shirt, you've got to make some noise. Come on, Dallas, let me hear ya. Why don't you get out of here? Don't you got a third baseline? We got two left. We got one. one left on the left side of your kicking area. You gotta do better than that.
First entry, please, ladies and gentlemen, now please you feel the pressure, number 38, with Weed Pond. Sitting off the sound of the seventh for the mark and center fielder, now over the Orioles.
A new pitcher on the mound for the Threshers, meaning Andrew Walling's night is done, and Wen Hui Pan coming in the seventh with a 10-3 lead. Arias takes the first pitch, missing outside for ball number one. 7-run lead for the Threshers, and Pan could be expected to go the next three. They have started him once this season where he went 4 shutout innings, and he's been known to go 2-3 innings in most relief appearances. This one is drilled into right field and gone. Dowry Arias smoking a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and the Tarpons put themselves back on the board for the first time since the third inning. A leadoff home run by Dowry Arias is his first of the season. Solo shot makes it 10-4 Threshers, and is the first home run that Pond has allowed in his pro career. Not a guy who gives up a lot of home runs. Definitely pitches to contact, but he does have strikeout stuff. So 10-4 the score. Nobody out here in the seventh, and we'll do this whole leadoff thing again as Escanillo swings and misses. For strike one. So 0-1 the count to Brenny. Pond winds, kicks, and deals. Fastball inside. Now the count even at 1-1. Third homer of the year for Arias. It's Escanillo, who has 13 ribbies without a homer this year. Fastball in the outside corner. Really well-placed pitch by Pond as the heater touches 97 on the radar gun. 1-2, Pond working quickly. Here's the wind, the kick, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pulls the string on an inside breaking ball, and Wen Hui Pan has struck out the fourth Tarpon of the night. So, one gone here in the seventh to bring up Christopher Familia. Walling's night is done. He's in line for the victory. We'll tell you his line after the opening pitch to Familia. Pan deals, and Familia bounces this one off the netting over the Tarpon's dugout. Walling in line for what would be his fifth victory of the season. 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts in 2 innings of work. Pond deals the 0-1. Outside on the breaking ball, the count now even at 1-1. Some arms starting to get loose for the Tarpons in the left field bullpen. The Threshers pen obviously clear with Pond out on the mound. 1-1, swing and a miss, and that makes it 1-2. 97-mile-an-hour fastball just bounced right out of distance glove, and that's the kind of speed that you can expect from Wen Hui Pan. His fastball averaged at 98.2 miles an hour before the Phillies signed him back in January of this year. Now the 1-2, bouncing on the plate, and that is going to, I think that hit off of Escanillo, but it bounced first, so the count's 2-2. Just a skipping rock of a heater by Wen Hui Pan makes a 2-2 count to Familia, who is 3-for-3 with a double and 2 runs already today. 2-2 pitch, grounded to second base. Bergoglio scoops it cleanly, a quick shuffle to first, and that is the second out of the inning. First time that Christopher Familia has been retired, so the reigning player of the week in the Florida State League is now 3-for-4. That'll bring up Matt Pita, who drove in 2 of the Tarpons' 4 runs on a triple in the third and has walked in his other 2 appearances. So he's 1-for-1 in his third rehab stint with Tampa. First pitch to Pita is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Now, you see Khan, and obviously you're impressed by that hard fastball, but he's got plenty of good breaking pitches too, and he mixes the fastball back in there, but it misses high and inside, count one and one. Four-seamer, splitter, curve, and a slider. And really mixes his breaking stuff in well. Fastball is his A pitch. You have it again there, but it misses low, count two and one. IU signed for about $400,000 with the Phillies back in January. Now set in the mound for a 2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Disson. 95 on the heater from Han, and the count is now 2-2. Two outs here in the seventh, and the 2-2 pitch. Bouncing low and inside, the count runs full to Matt Pita. Oh, it's not Pita, it's Felix Nagase. I just am not looking at the batter, apparently. So Felix Nagase replacing Pita, who finishes the day 1-for-1 with a 2-RBI triple. Full count, Nagase fouls this away, and the count will stay at 3-2. Should be a straight swap as Nagase can play all around the outfield for the Tarpons. The payoff pitch once again. Pon, a slow windup. Three on the pitch clock. Here's the kick and the pitch. Payoff. High bouncer down the third base line. Pon fields it, and he bobbles the transfer, allowing Nagase to escape to first. So that should just be a hit for Felix Nagase. Just a high chopper down that third base line. And that is the eighth hit of the day for the Tarpons. Whoever's hit in the five spot is a combined 2-for-2 with the infield two-out knock for Felix Nagase. One run already home for the Tarpons on leadoff Jack by Dowry Urias. And now Jesus Rodriguez comes to the plate. Hard slider outside. Makes the count 1-0. Rodriguez 0-for-3. But a couple of really nice defensive plays over at third base. Han about to throw his 20th pitch, so far 19, with 11 for strikes. Nagase inches off of first, the 1-0 pitch, fouled away, and pitch number 20 for Han is an even count at 1-1. Nagase with his 7th hit of the season. He's now 7-for-67 in 25 games for the Tarpons this year. 2 stolen bases in 3 attempts. Shortens the leadoff first, a hard line drive. Sliding stop by Rincon. Quick throw to second. He gets there in time. Brian Rincon flashing the leather over at short to end the inning on a spectacular fielder's choice. Great defense all around here today, but the Threshers do allow a run in the seventh inning. One run, two hits, no errors, a man left, and let's sink, take me out to the ball game during the seventh inning stretch. Thank you.
the seventh from Treasure took third baseman Otto Kemp.
First pitch of the bottom seventh misses way outside to Otto Kemp, and a poor introduction for Shane Gray, who's the new pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons. Right-handed hurler coming in with a 4.28 ERA, and he'll go against the heart of the Threshers order, Kemp, Disson, and Fires. 27 and a third innings for Gray, and now his 18th appearance of the season. An 0-2 record and 35 strikeouts to go with 9 walks. Now the 1-0. Way upstairs on the slider, Kemp Tuna. And Fenley staying on the dugout as he usually does in the seventh inning, starting a bit of a slow clap to get these fans going here at BayCare Ballpark. 2-0 cut on and missed on the outdoor slider, making it 2-1 to Kemp. He has scored in both times that he's reached base, a triple in the fifth and a walk in the fourth inning. That triple drove in a run, by the way. Fastball upstairs makes it 3-1 to Kemp, who has already walked once, and another one would give him 35 on the season. Kemp, with the walk and the triple, has now reached base in each of the last seven. High fly ball out into shallow center field. Drifting towards left center is Arias, still in the center field plane, makes the catch for the first out of the seventh inning. So one gone. And that'll bring up Jordan Disson. Threshers lead it 10-3 with 3 runs over the last 3 innings. And it runs in 3 straight frames, including 6 in the fourth, one of their highest marks in an individual inning this season. That'll bring up Jordan Disson with nobody on and one out. Swings and misses on a breaking ball. Count is 1-0. The Threshers recorded their most runs in an inning against Tampa. Happened in the last game of the series, scoring 7 in the top of the second inning. Disson loops this one out into right field. Going back is Nagase, who has replaced Peter Inland, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So, yeah, just a straight swap in right field for the Tarpons, and now there is 2 outs for Jordan Viers. Viers takes the first pitch outside, ball 1, 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Now going against Shane Gray for the first time. Here's the 1-0. Outside on the fastball, count is 2-0. So the Threshers, 6 runs in the inning, tied for third most in a single inning this season. The other one happened here at home. The seven-run inning, back on the 29th against St. Lucie. Fastball in the inside corner. Called strike on Byers, who's left to the bat on his shoulder in the entirety of this at-bat. 2-1 count to Jordan, who's 0-for-3 on the day. 3 homers, 12 ribbies on the year for the lefty out of Texas. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and now the count drops to 2-2. The Threshers' streak of 3 straight innings with a run is in jeopardy as Byers walks out of the box for a timeout. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody on, 2 outs here in the bottom 7. Gray deals, Viers pokes this one in the air out to left field, drifting foul, sprinting towards it is Rodriguez, slides underneath the baseball, unable to make the catch. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes as Jesus flips that to a couple fans in the left field seats. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Viers, Threshers lead is 6, as it's 10-4 Clearwater with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th inning. Gray set from the chest, quickly into the 2-2. Viers lets it go outside, and that fills up the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 13 pitches in this inning for Gray, 6 in for strikes. Now the clap start again, payoff pitch, high and tight. That's ball 4 to Viers, who reaches for the first time today. And he extends the on-base streak to 4 straight games. Since the 7th, Byers is now 5-for-13 with a couple of walks. 2 runs scored. Both of those doubles coming on Sunday's game. Byers also 3-for-3 in stolen bases on the season, so he takes a short lead off of first as William Bergoya comes up in the midst of his best game of this young season. Throw back over to first base does not get Byers in the and underneath the tag of Bo Brewer. Bergoglio, close to three hits, if not for a leaping grab at third by Jesus Rodriguez, has two RBIs and two base knocks, setting season highs in both categories. Fastball up and in for called strike one to the Threshers' second baseman. So his first multi-hit game of the season, and his first multi-RBI game of the season as well. Fourth time he has knocked in two runs in his young career. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball over the plate for a called strike two. 0-2 the count to Bergoglio. Playing just his fourth game of the season. Came into today with a 2-for-12 record at the plate. An RBI, a walk. And Viers offers second. The pitch way outside. And Viers has no play at second base with the throw unable to be made by Martinez. Stolen base number four for Jordan. And he's on second base with two outs. And Bergoglio at the plate. 1-2 count to Bergoglio. Threshers' lead is six. Fourth steal of the season by Viers puts him on the Keystone set. Now the 1-2. Hit back up the middle. Charging is Escanillo. He skips, throws over to first, and that is the end of the seventh inning. So Bergoglio grounds over to second base. The two-out walk is the only base runner the Threshers get, and they are without a run for the first time since the third inning. 10-4 Threshers head into the eighth inning, but first, a big league scoreboard update from Ray show. The Threshers in control here, 10-4 as we head into the eighth inning. 25-5 is their record at home. And that is a winning percentage of .833. Truly remarkable baseball we have seen from the Threshers, not just at home, but at home especially. It's just been another level for Clearwater. Everyone is contributing at all ends of the field. And Wen Hui Pan looking to continue his contributions in tonight's game. That did allow two hits and a run in the seventh inning, but back on for the eighth against the bottom of the Tarpons order with Omar Martinez leading things off. This one is lined sharply but foul down the first baseline, banging off the tarp over the right field stands. 0-1 is the count to Martinez as Fergus is going to flip that ball out of play. And we're back to the at-bat. 0-1, Martinez lets the breaking ball go in a nasty curve from Wen Hui Pan, crossing the plate on the outside corner to make it 0-2. Pan, in the windup, the kick and the 0-2 pitch. High fly ball foul down the right field line. We will do it again. Martinez 0-3, two ground outs and a walk back in the second inning. He grounded out to Kemp at third to lead off the sixth in his last time up. Now 0-2 on him in the top of the eighth inning. Pond deals, zips the fastball in there, called strike three. Perfect placement from Wen Hui Pan, and he gets his second K of the day. And for the Threshers, that makes five here on this Tuesday evening. So one gone here in the eighth inning. Threshers' lead is 10-4 with Taylor Aguilar coming up to the plate for the Tarpons. One out. And nobody on base. Aguilar swings and misses the first pitch. An upstairs fastball that makes the count 0-1. Aguilar struck out in his last at-bat. A sack fly in the second, but he's 0 for 2. 0-1. Breaking ball, narrowly missing on the outside part of the plate. Looked like a slider from Pond that evens the count at 1-1. Aguilar hitting .182, 3 homers and 14 RBIs on the season with a .601 OPS. Pond set. Here's the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. An upstairs heater that Aguilar just cannot touch. And you see a lot of variety in speeds for Pond's fastball. Today it's gone as high as 97, but as low as 94. You can really change speeds with that fastball, and that fools hitters because he places it so well. Really good command of his pitches for a very young and promising pitcher. There's a swing and a miss, strike three, and back-to-back heaters get back-to-back strikeouts for Pond here in the eighth inning. Two gone, the number nine hitter, Cole Brewer, coming up to the plate against the 20-year-old Wen Hui Pan. First year out of Taoyuan in Taiwan, played with former Thresher Hao Yu Li in the under-21s for Taiwan back in 2019. First pitch to Brewer in there for a called strike. The curveball crashes the outside corner to make it 0-1. Brewer walked in the sixth and is 0-2 on the deck. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball again, called strike again. Another curve on the outside corner brings Brewer down to an 0-2 count with two gone here in the top of the eighth inning, so he'll take a quick timeout. 0-2 with a walk, and he also has that error on the board for Tampa. 4 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Tarpons. 10 runs on 9 hits without an error for the Threshers as they lead by 6 with 2 outs here in the 8th. Pond, the kick and the pitch. Poked foul, and that's going to go over the roof of the suites. Past the right-hand side of home plate. Still 0-2 now to Brewer, who is hitting .192 without a home run and 6 RBIs. Pond, the 0-2 again. Weak foul ball as he jammed Brewer. That stays in fair territory, goes right to Reyes, and the unassisted ground out ends the eighth inning. A 1-2-3-8 for Pond, cruising with 2 strikeouts in the frame to retire the Tarpons in order. And that will do it. Bottom of the eighth coming up. The Threshers looking for some insurance before they hit the ninth. Bottom of the eighth coming up here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. I'll try and fix it.
I've been having issues with that all year.
Yeah. Grab it. Be as loud for that one. Shane Gray back out in the eighth for Tampa. 0-1 the count to Reyes as he took a look at a curveball. Takes a look at another breaking pitch. This one in there for a called strike as well. And the count quickly 0-2 to Felix Reyes. He's got 6 RBIs in his last 2 games with 3 crucial ribbies in the division-clinching win on Saturday and a grand slam earlier today. 0-2. Missing inside and low. Now the count 1-2. 10-4 the lead for the Threshers, and Reyes' grand slam, a big part of that. Gave the Threshers the lead, and they haven't looked back since. 0-2, ground at the third, scooped up by Rodriguez, pads the mitt twice, sends it to first, and Reyes is out at first base for the first time in the eighth inning. He's 1-for-4 on the day, and that'll bring up Cade Fergus, who's 1-for-3 with a triple and a run scored in his last at bat. Fergus and Reyes are the two batters to have hit grand slams for the Threshers this season. And two of three players to drive in four runs or more, including Otto Kemp, who drove in four against Bradenton. 1-0, breaking ball in there for a called strike, and now the count is 1-1. So the 1-1 to Fergus, narrowly missing low, and the count count now down to 2-1. Fergus had first triple of the season back in the sixth. He's 1-for-3. 2-1 pitch, fastball outside, now 3-1 as Shane Gray working pretty quickly on the mound with his team down by six. Last chance for the Tarpons will come in the ninth at their leadoff 3 at the plate. 3-1 pitch, caught on a miss by Fergus, and now the count full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fergus tied for 8th in the lead with 6 home runs and in 3rd place among active Threshers players with 24 RBIs. Full count now to Cade. Payoff pitch. He did not go. Breaking ball missing outside, and Cade Fergus has reached base for the second straight at-bat after a one-out walk here in the 8th inning. 4th time the Threshers have been walked here today, with Fergus taking his first. So, 1 gone and 1 on here in the 8th inning. Cade is 3-for-4 when it comes to stolen bases, putting on the oven mitt and getting ready to possibly steal a 4th. Ricardo Rosario takes the first pitch, a slider low for a called strike. He's 1-for-3 with a triple and a run scored, coming in on a balk from the pitcher Yorlin Calderon. 0-1. Did he go? He did not. Fastball upstairs, just outside, and it's 1-1. A good take by Rosario. 10 RBIs on the season, 1 hit today. He's got hits in each of his last 3. Fergus taking the lead off of first as Ricario jumps this one out into right center field. Drifting underneath it is Arias, and there is the second out of the 8th inning. 2 gone to bring up the leadoff man in Brian Rincon. A walk, a run score, and sacrifice fly to give him now 26 RBIs on the season. And the leadoff man hitting the left-handed spot for the 5th time today. He is 0-for-2 with the sack fly and the run score. First pitch to Rincon, drilled on a line out to right field, and that is a 2-out base hit that moves Fergus over to second base. Hard hit ball by Rincon. And the Threshers have now cracked double digits. 10 runs on 10 hits for Clearwater. They lead it 10-4 with 2 outs here in the 8th inning. That'll bring up Omarion Boyd, who has 2 hits already today, one away of tying his career high for the 3rd time, which he also tied on Wednesday against the Mighty Muscles in a 9-2 victory. 2 outs, 2 on base. Here's the pitch to Boyd. Chopped foul, bouncing on the plate, but Martinez going after it just in case. It's an 0-1 count to Boyd, who has 2 runs scored on 2 hits and a stolen base, is 2-for-4 on the day. 13th multi-hit game of the season for Omarion Boyd. All but one of them, he has had 2 hits in the contest. Looking for his 3rd to potentially score a run. 0-1 to Boyd. Fastball upstairs, count even at 1-1. 10-4 the score, Threshers in the lead. 6 runs in the 4th, 1 in the 1st and 6th, and 2 in the 5th inning for Clearwater. Double-digit hits for the Threshers as well, as Boyd faces the 1-1. Stands completely still, fastball right down the pipe is 1-2. A straight take from Boyd, trying to break down this pitcher, Gray. One ball, two strikes, two on and two outs. The Threshers with a hit and a walk here in the inning. Gray looks over at Fergus on second. A 1-2 pitch hit on a soft line drive over to short. Cerna underneath it for the catch, and that ends the eighth inning. So the Threshers get two runners on, but strand them both. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two men left. And the last chance coming up for the Tarpons. New pitcher coming out of the bullpen for the Threshers. We'll tell you who that is. Come back for the ninth inning here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Another home debut here in Thresherville. Daniel Harper coming on the mound for the second time this season. Began the year on the injured list and joined the Threshers in Fort Myers. Jared Cerna leads off the inning, fouling the first pitch back to make the count 0-1. Harper looked great in his debut against Fort Myers, pitched in the loss on Friday, and retired all three hitters he faced in the eighth inning. This one hit on a line to short, bouncing over the glove of Rincon and landing in left field for a leadoff knock by Jared Cerna. He is 1-for-4 with what should be a single, a chance for it to be the Threshers' first error of the ballgame. Andre Pond will likely not get a decision. Two hits, one run, three strikeouts in two innings of work. That one of those two hits, though, leaving the yard. It is going to be a single for Cerna, so he's 1-for-4 on the day as the first pitch misses outside to Dowry Arias, who had that home run off of Pond to lead off the seventh. It's now 0-1 to Arias, three homers and 20 RBIs after that leadoff jack in the seventh. 1-0, fastball outside, count 2-0. Cerna may have to find a new position when he gets the major leagues, or if he gets the major leagues, primarily a shortstop, but can't play second base. 13 stolen bases on the season, has been caught four times. He's got a lead off of first. It's a 2-0 that's cut on and fouled back by Arias. That makes it 2-1. And really saying that about Cerna, responding to some speculation from angered Yankee fans about the performance of their rookie shortstop Anthony Volpe, who began his career in Tampa. Hal Steinbrenner affirmed that he is the Yankee shortstop. Swing and a miss by Arias, count 2-2. So Cerna has played mostly shortstop for the Tarpons, but can play second base, which has also been a position of contention for Yankee fans, as some aren't happy with Gleyber Torres. But Yankees Twitter is a strange place. Two balls, two strikes to Arias as he cuts on one and fouls it back. Or he didn't foul it back. So now on third is Jared Serna, as I think it's a strikeout and a wild pitch. They're going to leave Serna on third base, and going back to the dugout is Dowdy Reese. What seemed clear to me that it was a foul ball, and ends up in the first strikeout of the day for Daniel Harper, his second of the season. And advancing to third on a wild pitch is Serna. Swung on and fouled down the left field line by Escanillo. A 95-mile-an-hour heater by Harper. 0-1 is the count with one out and a man on third here in the ninth. The Threshers defense staying at normal depth with a six-run lead as Harper kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. 0-2, powering a fastball down the plate to Escanillo, who's 1-for-4 with a strikeout in his last at-bat. Four-seamer, slider, and a cutter for Daniel Harper as is pitching in his ninth career game, played seven appearances here in Clearwater last season with a save in 8 1/3 innings pitch, 9 hits, an earned run, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts. This year, he has 2 strikeouts in now an inning and a third pitched. So it'll be called a pass ball on Disson, as it's now an 0-2 count as Serna on third. Called strike three, a fastball up in the zone right at the Leonards of Escanillo that he just lets go by. 2 strikeouts for Harper brings him 3 on the season. And no, I have not asked him if he's related to Bryce Harper, and I don't plan on doing so. So, 2 outs. Christopher Familia is up at the plate representing the last chance for the Tarpons. First pitch rolled over to second. Bergoglio scoops it up, sends it to first, and that ends the ball game. 26-5 here at home on the Threshers. Parade with a victory. 10-4, the final score here in Clearwater. The Threshers have won all but 5 games. 31 at home this season, and they do so with an emphatic start to this series against the Tarpons. 10-4, the second time they've played double digits against Tampa this season, and they get their 10th win of the season. Walling likely to get the victory, which would be his 5th of the season. The loss will go to Hayden Murda.
Got on base and 10 hits in total and 10 runs scored by 8 different players. So some of the big performances were from Felix Reyes with the grand slam, along with that Marion Boyd 2-for-5 with his 34th stolen base on the year. And William Bergoglio, 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs in his debut here at Big Hair Ballpark. So the winning pitcher for today's game is Andrew Walling. He is now 5-0 in this season. He pitched 2 scoreless innings, allowing 2 hits, 2 walks, but 2 strikeouts. His ERA is now 2.4. And the losing pitcher was Hayden Murda, who allowed 9 runs for the Clearwater Threshers. He was the starter for Tampa, and the Threshers made him pay. So the scoring started off in the bottom of the first inning when Marion Boyd grounded out that allowed Brian Rincon to score after he stole second. So next, the Tarpons scored in the second, but then the Threshers lit up in the fourth inning when every Thresher got to the plate. Starting off, William Bergoglio hit a ground ball that allowed Amari Boyd to score. and Felix Reyes then hit the grand slam that brought in Kemp, Disson, and Baragoya. There was then a balk that was pretty controversial. The Tarpon coaching staff was not too happy about that, but that brought in the seventh run. And then in the bottom of the fifth, Otto Kemp had a monster triple that brought in Amarian Boyd, and William Baragoya brought in Otto Kemp on a single. Ryan McCone then had a sacrifice fly that brought in Cade Fergus, and that was the end of the scoring for the Threshers, but that was all they needed, 10 runs opposed to the Tarpons' 4. So the Florida State League as a whole, the Threshers, of course, still on top of the standings, but there are still games going on today. The Dunedin Blue Jays are hosting the Lakeland Fly Tigers. They currently have a 9-3 lead in the bottom of the seventh. Next, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are leading in Bradenton 9-2, and the Jupiter Hammerheads are trailing the Daytona Tortugas 4-2 at the top of the ninth. So the St. Lucie Mets did pull off the victory in Palm Beach against the Cardinals, and the Threshers winning 10-4. So the Philadelphia Phillies, their game starts at 9:40. That game has not started yet. And our next game is an early game tomorrow at 12 p.m. here at Baycare Ballpark for the first pitch. 11:45 a.m. is the pregame show. That'll be me and Josh here as the Tarpons take on the Threshers for their second game of this six-game series and their eighth game on the year so far. So that's all from me and Josh here and everyone at the Threshers Broadcast Network. We'd like to thank you guys for joining in on this Threshers matchup against Tampa, in which the Threshers came out victorious. So we'd like to thank you once again and wish you a good night. And yeah, goodbye.
All right, Danny. Okay. Danny.